The Pentagon has boosted its orders for precision-guided missiles in recent months as it anticipates a war with Iraq. Those weapons will be crucial if, as expected, Iraq chooses to fight the war in the crowded neighborhoods of Baghdad, where pinpoint accuracy could mean the difference between hitting a military target and, say, a hospital. But there's a problem. Those expensive smart weapons could be neutralized by a device available on the Internet for $39.95. Joining us to talk about it is Congressman Joseph Pitts, a Republican from Pennsylvania, who is co-chairman of the House Electronic Warfare Working Group. Congressman, tell us about this device and just how it works.
Well, this jamming device that you've described that is available is capable of interfering, in other words, of causing the GPS system to malfunction. That could result in precision bombs missing their target. In an urban area, that is very, very crucial and dangerous. We want to minimize any impact on innocent civilians. So that's why we're concerned.
What are these devices normally used for? Is their only purpose to jam GPS in weapon systems?
Yes, these jammers have antenna on them that are specifically designed for this. They're made just for GPS jamming.
And this device is widely available. You believe Saddam Hussein probably has some of these devices, these jamming devices?
Oh, I'm sure he does. They're widely available. They're, as you said, available on the Internet, and it is possible to hand hold it. It's not a real sophisticated device.
Now, as I understand it, part of the problem is that the 24 satellites involved in the GPS system send signals to Earth that are so weak that it's overcome by this jamming device, and one way to counteract the problem is to increase the power of the satellites. Is that something that can be done quickly?
Yes, that can. The GPS satellites actually emit two signals. One is dedicated to the military use. Another has been made available for commercial use. The problem is that the military uses the commercial signal to find the military one. And so if a GPS jammer can disrupt even a commercial signal, it could have consequences in using the military signal. The only real fix, as you've mentioned, is strengthening the signal power, but it's long term. It's over a period of several years, as I understand it.
Would you feel comfortable sending U.S. troops into battle without this problem solved?
I would want to make sure that our military planners, those who are developing the actual plans, would be well aware of this and have any contingencies they may have in mind to counter it. It's certainly something that must be taken into consideration if we go into war, especially in an urban area. If you miss a target out in the desert, there's little consequence. But as I said, if you're in an urban setting, the results could be catastrophic.
Thanks very much, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Congressman Joseph Pitts is a Republican from Pennsylvania.